The scriptures today have a very simple message for us to take home. Wait, but rejoice through deeds of charity. Wait. I don't know of anyone who enjoys waiting. When you're in the supermarket after a long day of work, getting your groceries for dinner, and the cashier is having a rough day, or is brand new, or doesn't know what they're doing, and it takes twice as long, I don't see people in line going, yay! When you're hitting the worst of rush hour traffic, which seems to be from 3 to 7 p.m. now in Denver, especially during the winter season, and what normally takes you 30 minutes to get there now is going to take you an hour, and you're going at a snail's pace, you want to get out of the car and just walk because you get there faster, I don't see people in their cars going, yay, this is wonderful, half hour longer in a traffic jam. Patience is not an American virtue. And when things take longer, we get frustrated. People may say something, or you can just tell from their body language they're not happy. No one likes to wait unless what we're waiting for is something we deeply desire and we know it's coming. I think, for example, growing up when mom would be cooking my favorite food, I was starving. And you could smell that food in the air. And, you know, it hurt more. The hunger pains were worse. But I wasn't angry or upset because I knew soon the food would be ready and I'd be in heaven, stuffing my face. I remember as a kid waiting in line at Disney World in the heat of the Orlando summer and the humidity, sweltering for an hour and a half to go on some silly Disney ride that would last maybe 2 minutes. But you don't see the kids in Disney World waiting to go on a 2 minute ride for an hour and a half in the sweltering sun angry. They're excited. It's ridiculous. But they're excited because they know what's coming and they can't wait. They have a heart for it. They got all the way to Disney World, and even if it only takes 2 minutes, it was worth it. When we know what's coming, when we love what is desired, then the wait, although difficult and painful, has a certain taste of joy to it. Joyful anticipation. This is what we celebrate this third Sunday of Advent. With the color rose in our vestments, the rose candle lit on the Advent wreath, we are celebrating that Christmas is almost here. We're only 2 weeks away. Think of the kids, right? The gifts are wrapped under the tree. And they're frustrated because they don't know what it is. Maybe they shake it. Maybe they lift it to see how heavy it is. They examine it and so on. But it's wrapped. And they have to wait 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks to open it. But they're not angry. They're excited. Excited about what's to come and what might be there. They have a heart for those gifts. Well, Christians have a heart for Jesus. And the waiting for the Lord, although painful and difficult, is meant to be a joyful expectation. That's why the scriptures today throughout tell us, rejoice, rejoice. James calls us to patience. Because sometimes when we wait, we get frustrated. And we even give up. You know, in the waiting, life is still difficult. Things are more expensive. Everything has gone up in price. People get sick. Loved ones die. We lose our job. Our car gets stolen. Our house gets broken into. We lose our job. We get a demotion. Our kids act out. Our adult children make bad decisions. And in the midst of waiting, horrible things can happen. And what we wait for is a healthy, happy, holy reality that we know could be but isn't, and it's frustrating. And we can give up. I'm tired of this waiting. How worse can this get? What's the point? Maybe it's just not true anymore. The Jewish people could have felt that way, and I'm sure some did, because there was 500 years plus of silence from God. Not one prophet spoke from the last prophet until John the Baptist. The Jewish people had read the Hebrew scriptures, the Torah, and they knew the words of Isaiah. Sprout would shoot from the stump of Jesse, and the new King David would come. They're longing for the Messiah, but 500 years of not hearing a word from God? Surely some of them gave up. Maybe this whole King David thing was it. There's not a better king, a greater than David coming. That was it. It's done and over with. There's no point. I'm going to just do whatever. I don't doubt that some Jewish people felt that way, as many Catholic people do today. But those who waited 500 plus years, that silence, that deafness, that absence of God's voice is shattered in the wilderness by John the Baptist. He's the precursor, the greatest among women born, as Jesus says, to prepare the coming for the long-awaited Messiah, the new King David, the one who is to come. The people for 500 plus years were reading the Torah and praying in synagogue, developing in their hearts a deep desire for the Messiah that carried them through the silence, the hard times, the suffering, the oppression of the Romans, and the difficulties of everyday life. Do we have a heart for the Messiah? Because in the Advent season, we not only joyfully wait for his coming on earth to celebrate it once again, his birth, December 25th, but we also try to inculcate a heart for his coming one day in glory and majesty, when there will be no more suffering and death and cancer and taxes and everything else that makes life miserable. But you ask, well, Father, when will that be? And we've been promised, well, Christ will come in the last days. Well, Father, when is the last days? Because I saw some videos on YouTube and... Well, technically, the last days, the coming of Christ began the moment he ascended to the right hand of the Father, about 2,000 years ago, give or take. So we've been in the last days for 2,000 years. Father, when's he going to come? I don't know. Tomorrow or in another 2,000 years. But can you wait with joy for his coming? As we wait every year for the celebration of his birth, how do we do that? How do we find joy in the waiting that for us naturally can be so frustrating? Well, our Jewish brothers and sisters in the faith did so by prayer and charitable works. When we pray with the scriptures, when we listen to the Lord speak to us in his word, when we speak to him from the heart and offer our devotions and prayers, it develops in us a deep desire for the longing of Jesus that fills us with a sense of purpose and hope and joy that carries us through the difficulties. Secondly, we learn to wait with joyful expectation patiently by doing good deeds of charity. We experience the fruits of good works even in this life. Today at 2 o'clock and tomorrow, we'll be having the celebration of Our Lady of Guadalupe that anyone and everyone is invited to. And everything is free because several people have worked long hours for many weeks preparing for today and tomorrow. I wish there were more people helping. But those who help every year for hours. They were here yesterday for over 10 hours just preparing the beef for the free food tonight and tomorrow. And they're exhausted, and their backs hurt, and they're tired, and they're hungry. But they do it out of love for Jesus, this act of charity, and they will see the fruits of their labor tonight when they see people eating happily, sharing, talking, singing, laughing, praying, dancing. They have to wait in agony for that moment, but they work with joy out of love for Christ. The only reason we're able to do what we do today and tomorrow is because of the work of so many people who have made it possible, who still need a lot more help as we're trying to find it. Cleaning up especially. No one likes to stay late to clean up the mess. But they do it out of love for Christ. And these deeds of charity, although exhausting, demanding, tiresome, difficult, at times thankless, are still done by them, and I've seen it firsthand, with a sense of joy and purpose. I do this because I love the Lord and I know he loves me, and I will see the fruits of my labor, either with full bellies tonight or when Christ returns in glory or on Christmas Day when I celebrate his birth. But either way, the joy will be there and the joy will carry me through so I can wait. And while I wait, I do deeds of charity out of love for God. Think of the parent who works hours slaving over the kitchen to watch their kids eat, their spouse filled and happy, content, ready to go about their day. There's a labor that's joyful, and you see the fruits of that. Whether the husband or whoever it may be fixes things in the house and they work again, and everyone can go about their day like normal. There's a satisfaction. I did that. There's a joy even in the frustration of trying to get it to work, or trying to fix it, or cleaning it, or getting it ready, or doing the decorations. But when you're done, you sit back and you look at the beautiful decorations because of the hard work of a few, and you can take it in and be joyful and thank the Lord. This third Sunday of Advent, Christ presents to us John the Baptist, who finally spoke and shattered the deafness of the people and the silence of God from the desert after over 500 years. And immediately he would prepare the way for the coming of Christ. Can we wait, but do so with joy? The only way is through acts of charity. So this third Sunday of Advent, the Latin word adveniat means to come. Come, Lord Jesus, is a reminder to us to wait, but rejoice through deeds of charity.